Hello, I'm John Jason with the BBC News. In the United States, the 10 leading Republican Party presidential aspirants have held their first debate on the road to next year's election. The two-hour televised event offered Americans their first chance to compare the form of the contenders for the Republican nomination. During the opening, the real estate mogul Donald Trump refused to rule out running as an independent. All the candidates clashed on policy issues, including immigration. Governor Jeb Bush said there should be a path to legal immigration.
I believe that the great majority of people coming here illegally have no other option. They want to provide for their family. But we need to control our border. It's our responsibility to pick and choose who comes in.
But Marco Rubio said U.S. citizens felt they were being used.
People are frustrated. This is the most generous country in the world when it comes to immigration. There are 1 million people a year who legally immigrate to the United States. And people feel like we're being taken advantage of.
Mr. Trump retorted that if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't even be discussing illegal immigration. France is deploying a search plane, helicopter and boats around the Indian Ocean island of Réunion in the hope of finding more debris from the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. It disappeared last year with 239 people on board. Some of their relatives in China have been staging a third day of protest outside the airline's offices. From Beijing, John Sadworth reports.
A group of around 30 family members has turned up for a regular two-monthly meeting with Malaysian airline officials in Beijing, holding signs demanding justice and the truth. They're asking for the media to be allowed in with them, a request that the uniformed and plain-clothed police officers monitoring their movements are clearly in no mood to allow. 153 of the passengers on board MH370 were Chinese nationals, and their relatives accused the Malaysian authorities of insensitivity and incompetence.
A powerful car bomb has exploded in the Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 8 people and injuring hundreds more. The health ministry said the number of dead was expected to rise. North Korea has announced it will turn its clocks back by 30 minutes later this month in what it describes as a rejection of wicked Japanese imperialism. Korea was set to Tokyo time by the Japanese who ruled between 1910 and 1945. Steve Evans reports from Seoul.
The statement from Pyongyang says, "The wicked Japanese imperialists committed such unpardonable crimes as depriving Korea of even its standard time." That will be rectified from August the 15th, the 70th anniversary of the expulsion of Japanese forces from the Korean Peninsula. South Korea has occasionally considered a similar move, but desisted because of the cost and inconvenience. So now Pyongyang will be half an hour behind Seoul, even though the two capitals are close to each other.
World News from the BBC. The French government says one of its nationals kidnapped in Yemen last February has been freed. A statement said the hostage, Isabelle Prim, would be back in France within hours. The Gulf state of Bahrain has suspended the publication of the country's only independent newspaper, Al-Wasat. A day early, the Bahraini information minister warned that he would take legal measures against media that published what he called false information about Bahrain. The Norwegian island of Utøya, where the far-right gunman Anders Behring Breivik killed 69 mostly teenage political activists in 2011, is hosting its first summer camp since the massacre. Paul Adams has been to Utøya.
4 years after an unspeakable act of violence aimed at Norway's multicultural youth, the tiny island where it happened is being taken back. There are still reminders of Breivik's murderous assault, bullet holes in a cafeteria, and a steel monument engraved with the names and ages of the victims suspended from tall pine trees. But the organisers of this week's camp are reluctant to dwell on the past. Some were there that day and saw their friends shot down around them. Others are coming for the first time.
The British Formula One racing driver Jenson Button and his wife have been burgled while on holiday in France by thieves who apparently piped anaesthetic gas into their villa to knock them out. The couple, who are staying with friends in the resort of Saint-Tropez, reports suggest items worth more than $460,000 were taken. The American comedian Jon Stewart has hosted his final broadcast of the cult satirical news program The Daily Show. He took over the show in 1999 when he was a stand-up comedian and quickly established himself as one of the country's foremost satirists and the voice of liberal America, targeting powerful figures in politics and the media. He's been replaced by the South African comedian Trevor Noah. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 可可net.com。